You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can be a part. Join us on the phones, on the text line, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess P.S. working hard on the board, on the sound. We got lots of that today. Matt Rothschild joining me today as well, formerly of the Progressive Magazine, formerly of Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Currently a friend of ours and a frequent Civic Media contributor. Matt, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's great. It's great to be with both of you always.
The signal, the whiskey leaks. Hey, Kutzka, got it right that time. The whiskey leaks going on right now. I'm not sure, Matt, whether it was classified or wasn't classified. Today, Jeffrey Goldberg put the screenshots of this signal conversation in the Atlantic. We have that in our show notes.
Yes, we do.
And we have some sound to get to today. Matt, but I think I want to start, if we could, with the Atlantic, with what we now have seen in these screenshots. And it kind of starts out, dudes establishing, they have some back and forth, who your contacts are, whatever, whatever. And then we get to the point where J.D. Vance is expressing some concern about this attack. And if you'll just indulge me a bit, I just want to throw this out there. We can kind of talk about this as we go down, Matt. Here's what Vance had to say. Team, I'm out for the day doing an economic event in Michigan, but I think we are making a mistake. So there we go. Now we got the Vance dissenting from presumably what the president wants to do, as we'll find out later. The vice president goes on to state on the signal, 3% of U.S. trade runs through the Suez, 40% of European trade does. This is a real risk. The public doesn't understand this or why it's necessary. The strongest reason to do this, as POTUS said, to send a message. But I'm not sure the president is aware how inconsistent this is with his message on Europe right now. There is a further risk that we see a moderate to severe spike in oil prices. Very concerned about the markets. I'm willing to support the consensus of the team and keep these concerns to myself. But there is a strong argument for delaying this a month, doing the messaging work on why it matters, seeing where the economy is, etc. I think what strikes me about that, Matt, is the now we have the first kind of conversation, a contradiction of the administration. You got Vice President Pence saying this, and we'll get to, I believe it was Stephen Miller attributing the president saying it's green light. What do you glean from this message from the vice president?
Well, first of all, he hasn't kept his concerns to himself anymore. And secondly, I mean, it just, first of all, if it doesn't look good for him to say, well, maybe Trump doesn't know what he's talking about, is essentially what he's saying there.
Right, right.
So that's embarrassing for the vice president to be on record now as saying. And also, yeah, the hyper consciousness that he has and concern about the economy, oil prices, you know, you can tell that's uppermost in his mind and the political ramifications of that. So, yeah, here you have J.D. Vance kind of walking out the plank here. And the plan kind of got chopped off, and he had to be the team player he said he would be. But it's all out in the public now.
Then there's more on there. Joe Kent leads the National Counterterrorism Center. He basically says, no, there's nothing with timing driving this right now. John Ratcliffe from the CIA, we heard a lot of him stammering yesterday. He also said that a delay would not negatively impact us. But Pete Hegseth, of course, the defense secretary, man, he wants to go to town, man. This is his first party. You know what I mean? It's the first time he gets to, you know, share with the world what he's thinking.
Yeah, now he really gets to share with the whole world.
Remember, this guy is on the job 2 months after lots of people were concerned about how terrible he was. It only took 61 days for him to prove it. Here's what Hegseth had to say. We talked about it yesterday. Let's get into it a little bit more because there's more context to this now that Jeffrey Goldberg has released more of these screenshots. Hegseth said to the VP, I understand your concerns, fully support you raising with POTUS important considerations, most of which are tough to know how they play out. How does the economy, Ukraine peace, Gaza, et cetera? I think messaging is going to be tough no matter what. Nobody knows who the Houthis are, which is why we would need to stay focused on Biden. One, Biden failed, and two, Iran funded. So it's all Biden's fault, man. I'm surprised I didn't see, you know, Obama in that damn tan suit. Hegseth goes
on. That's the default position. It's all Biden. Right. It's always all Biden. We're going to hear that for 4 years.
Hegseth goes on the signal chain. Waiting a few weeks or month does not fundamentally change the calculus. Two immediate risks on waiting. One, this leaks.
Imagine that.
And we look indecisive. Well, you actually did it, but it did leak. And two, Israel takes action first. And he goes on to say, we are prepared to execute. If I had final go or no-go vote, I believe we should. This is not about the Houthis. I see it as two things. One, restoring freedom of navigation, a core national interest. And two, reestablishing deterrence, which Biden cratered. So we got Biden mentioned twice by Hegseth, you know, the former Foxy News guy. But he said, "Go, but we can easily pause. And if we do, I will do all we can to enforce 100% OPSEC. I welcome other thoughts." Your other thoughts, Matt Rothschild, on Hegseth's comment there.
Well, it's interesting that they want to go ahead before Israel does, before Netanyahu does. So, and if I'm Netanyahu, I'm wondering, you know, we're supposed to be buddy-buddy, and now you want to preempt me when, you know, I wanted to do it myself. So there's that possible tension going on. Just this constant, you know, Biden bashing, even in private. I mean, they knew they were going to have a messaging problem, so he signaled to everybody, you know, let's just pull out that Biden card.
Michael Walls, he's the guy that started this whole thing. He goes on, talks about some of the trade figures, 50% of global trade figure, 30% of container, difficult to break down the U.S. Specific because of the containers either going through the Red Sea or around the good. You know, so talking about the trade stuff. And he goes on to say, whether we pull the plug today or not, European navies do not have the capability to defend against the types of, listen to this, sophisticated anti-ship cruise missiles and drones the Houthis are now using. So this enemy, right, has sophisticated anti-ship cruise missiles and drones that apparently our European Navy allies do not. Well, knowing that, these cats were just like totally fine discussing these kinds of things on Signal with a journalist. Maybe they didn't know, but that kind of technology given, and we'll get to it coming up soon, the schedule, the dates, the times.
Yeah.
If you have a heads up, well, perhaps you could use some of those sophisticated anti-ship cruise missiles and drones against our pilots and our armed forces. Walls goes on, so whether it's now or several weeks from now, it will have to be the United States that reopens these shipping lanes per the president's request. We are working with the DOD and state to determine how to compile the costs associated and levy them on the Europeans. So we're not doing
there
this
you go.
Out of the goodness of our heart. We got to get
send
paid.
Send them an invoice.
Can I get a signed PO first? I mean, you know, are we doing this in conjunction with, right? Do our European allies, are they aware that they're going to get a bill? You know what I'm saying? I'm just really unclear as to how the process works here. Do you determine, hey, you know, like this is capitalist, man. We got a market. We see a need. And we want to fill that need with a good and or service. And the service in this case is bombing the Houthis. And granted, we got to have open shipping lanes. Okay. And you're absolutely right. Whoever it was that brought up the messaging. A lot of people don't know who that is or why it matters and who cares. But the constant bringing up of Joe Biden and now the shakedown, the payment. How are we going to get this money out of Europe? It seems very interesting to me that these are the discussions when we're talking about national security.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to say, well, Britain, you've got 15% of the traffic here. This thing cost us, you know, $10 billion. You got to pay 15% of $10 billion.
Right, right. Or what? And we'll get to that. Folks are listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Matt Rothschild joining me today. Jess P.S. is on the board. Callers and texters are lining up. We'll get to you momentarily. 855-752-4842. J.D. Vance pipes back in. Hey, Pete, if you think we should do it, let's go. I just hate bailing Europe out again. Man, Biden bashing, Europe bashing. And Vance goes on. Let's just make sure our messaging is tight here. And if there are things that we can do up front to minimize risk to Saudi oil facilities, we should do it. Wait, what? I mean, what? We're concerned about the Saudi oil facilities, or are we concerned about shaking down Europe? Are we concerned about opening up the shipping lanes? What are we doing here, Matt?
I think he was telling Hegseth to make sure you got some military assets over the Saudi oil facilities. Otherwise, oil prices are going to go through the roof.
Hegseth jumps in. Fully agree on your loathing of the European freeloading. It's all caps. Pathetic. I'm surprised he didn't put three exclamation points like the orange
He's
boss.
Learning. He's learning.
Hegseth goes on. But Mike is correct. We are the only ones on the planet this side of the ledger who can do this. Nobody else is even close. Question is timing. I feel like now is a good time as any, given POTUS direction to reopen shipping lanes. I think we should go, but POTUS still retains 24 hours notice, 24 hours of decision space. Then SM pipes in. I think this is Stephen Miller. And here's his comment. As I heard it, the president was clear. Green light. But we soon make clear to Egypt and Europe what we expect in return. We also need to figure out how to enforce such a requirement. E.G., again, it looks like someone's initials, E.G. capitalized. If Europe doesn't remunerate, then what? If the U.S. successfully restores freedom of navigation at great cost, there needs to be some further economic gain extracted in return. Remuneration. Economic gain extracted. And who is E.G.? Who's E.G.? Now, in this list that The Atlantic has put out there, they put everyone, he lines them all up. You can see it. 19 members. You is Jeff Goldberg. He's J.G. But if you look down the list, Michael Wall, Scott Bead, Walker Barrett, Brian, Pete Hegseth, Jacob, Dan, Joe, S.M., Mar, there's no E.G. So who was, what I can assume is Stephen Miller referring to as E.G.? And was E.G. supposed to be on that stream instead of J.G.? Is it that simple? Is it a fat finger? I don't know. But what are we hearing here? We're not getting to the details yet of what is really at it. But we're getting the mindset, how these folks are operating. Pattern and practice. Blaming Biden. Shaking down our allies. Making money. Forcing it upon him. Oh, yeah, and opening the shipping lanes. Folks, come back with us. We're going to get to the meat and take your calls. 855-752-4842. Got Jess, got Matt, and you coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvi Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess PS is on the board. Matt Rothschild joining me today as the co-host. We're talking about the Atlantic piece. We're talking about the Trump administration and their failure to keep secrets. You know, who'd have thought it only takes 61 days, but Pete Hegseth, he can do it, man. The meat. We talked about some of the context and the discussions of getting paid and the motivations and messaging and blaming Joe Biden. But here's the part that I think kind of gets people really riled up. Again, and we talked about E.G., what if Europe doesn't remunerate, as Stephen Miller, we believe it's Stephen Miller said. as Josh said, and I think we mentioned it yesterday, that could mean ergo, it could mean, you know, example given, whatever. What if Europe doesn't do it? So it could be something, but it's usually not written like that, caps as it is. So again, lots of things we don't know, but certainly an investigation would be helpful. But here's the issue. Pete Hegseth, team update, all caps. Time now, 11:44 ET. Weather is favorable. Just confirmed with CENTCOM. We are go for mission launch. Now he gives a schedule, man. It's like a class schedule. 12:15, F-18s will launch first strike package. 13:45, trigger base F-18 first strike window starts. Target terrorist is at his known location and should be on time. Also, drone strikes launch, MQ-9s. 14:10, this is military time. More F-18s launch, second strike package. 14:15, 5 minutes later. Strike drones on target. This is when the first bombs will definitely drop, pending earlier trigger-based targets. 14:15, 2:15. Guy's giving you a time when the bombs will hit. Definitely. This will definitely happen.
Seems
pretty specific. And at 15:36, military time, F-18's second strike starts. Also, first sea-based Tomahawks launched. Those are very specific times, Matt.
Yeah, and anyone listening in from Russian intelligence or Iranian intelligence who want to give a heads up to their Houthi buddies, you know, would do so, and then at great risk to this mission and to U.S. personnel. I mean, journalists aren't allowed to say, you know, what the troop movements are going to be in the midst of a war, but here you have these guys just spilling the beans on their unsecured communication channel. It's just unbelievable.
With Jeffrey Goldberg, who apparently is the devil. It's all Jeffrey's fault. Why did you make me hit you, Jeffrey? Are you kidding me? Oh, but let me just call it a page. I'm going to get you right now. But real quick, raw story. German news outlet Der Spiegel reported Wednesday that not only were Trump's officials communicated via Signal, their cell phone numbers can be found online.
Oh,
Hegseth, National Security Advisor Mike Walls, and Gabbard all had their private data, password, and cell phone numbers leaked and can be found online, the publication said. Quote, most of the publicly accessible numbers and email addresses are likely still being used by those affected. Some are linked to profiles on Instagram and LinkedIn, among others. Dropbox accounts and profiles in apps that track traffic data were created with them. WhatsApp profiles, in some cases even Signal accounts, can be found for the respective phone numbers. The research therefore reveals another serious security vulnerability in Washington that was previously unknown. That's breaking news from the Aurora story today.
And you got to believe that Russia and China have been all over this, you know,
for real.
The last 2 months.
I mean, if they have to, otherwise just call Trump and say, hey, buddy, what's going on? How do you like your portrait? 855-752-4842. Let's get going on the phones. We've got some sound coming up in the next segment. Of course, we end the show by telling us something good. Paul from Spooner, you will be next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, yesterday, the only thing that's come out is that we're learning now that Donald's like an HOA president that wants to go spend all the money and then tell you afterwards what everybody's going to owe. But these other people aren't part of the association. So that's the first part. The second part is I would ask, how long have these guys been using this app? And how far back can we go, and should we be going back to say, how many conversations have you had previously?
Paul, I hate to cut you short, but we do have some other callers line up. Here's the thing about that. As we look at the Atlantic article, breakdown by Pete Hegseth, the agenda for the bombing run, very specific agenda. Michael Walls, there's a note. Michael Walls set disappearing message time to 4 weeks. So how often they use it, man, we will never know. And that's problematic, isn't it, Matt?
It sure is. This should be gone to the National Archives. All discussions among cabinet officials should end up at the National Archives. We should be able to know, you know, what our government officials are doing and why. Certainly historians should be able to know. But, yeah, they're trying to get around the open records law and destroy government documents and communications.
Brian from Milwaukee, you will be next. Welcome, Brian. What do you got for us?
Yeah, my big, you know, concern is everyone's lying under oath, saying that, oh, this isn't confidential. Sounds pretty confidential to me. And what would happen if the tables were turned? You know, what would happen if, say, you know, Harris won, and then someone on Harris's administration did this? Oh, my God, you can't do that. It's confidential.
Yeah.
But it's okay when they do it.
Nah, see, Brian, that's the thing. Let me ask you real quick. Would you have the same objection? I mean, honestly to yourself if this were a Democratic administration or somebody else?
If it was Democratic, I'd be just as shocked and go, oh, my God, that's confidential. You know, I'm sorry. It's my government working for me.
Right. You know what I mean? Man, don't got to apologize. Brian, that's the whole point. Yes. And, that, and I said this yesterday. I'm going to continue to say this is not political, Matt. This is about this is about capabilities, and they don't have it.
It's about capabilities. It's about accountability, too. I mean, you know, when's someone going to resign over this? When's someone going to be fired over this? Are they just going to be able to keep on going? You had Trump today saying Heggs is doing a great job. Great job. I mean, that reminded me of George W. Bush saying Brownie, heck of a job in the middle of Katrina.
Heck of a job, Brownie. Republican senators are calling for the Trump administration and congressional committees to investigate the disclosure of the national security information over Signal. Wait, what? Oh, it is? It is national security information? I guess it depends on which Republican you're asking. And these folks, too, Brian from Milwaukee's point, they are under oath, Matt. And I tell you, man, right. they're trying not to say anything. And I think you're absolutely right. There's no admission, acknowledgement, regret. No regrets. They tattooed no regrets on their neck, and they got no regrets.
I mean, Rubio's the only guy who admitted that there were some mistakes made here. He didn't say who made the mistakes. Yeah. I mean, someone's head's got a roll here.
Yes, and if it had anything to do with this administration, I'm sure it'd be Jeffrey Goldberg, man. How dare you tell everyone how idiotic we are. Folks, come back with us. A little bit of sound, some of your calls. Plus, last segment of the day, tell us something good. 855-752-4842. Join us. Welcome to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Callers, be patient. We will get to you. We do promise. Just BS working hard on the board and the sound. Want to get to some of that in this segment. Matt Rothschild joining me today as well. Michael Walls, this is the guy that started it all and invited the Atlantic editor, Jeffrey Goldberg. Oops. Michael Walls was being interviewed today. Was this on the Fox?
This was last night. On the Fox
night.
You Don't Call It News.
Fox You Don't Call It News.
Laura Ingraham.
And when Laura Ingraham's like making some sense, you know, it's a tough time for the Trump administration. Here is Michael Walls on the Fox You Don't Call It News. Cut one, please.
Sure. This is, you know, how'd Jeffrey end up on there?
How did a Trump-hating editor of The Atlantic end up on your Signal chat?
You know, Laura, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but of all the people out there, somehow this guy who has lied about the president, who has lied to Gold Star
you
families,
did it.
Lied to their attorneys.
You did it!
And gone to Russia hoax, gone to just all kinds of links to lie and smear the president of the United States, and he's the one that somehow gets on somebody's contact and then gets sucked into this group.
Somehow
somebody's contact is sucked into the group. I mean, it's technology, Matt. I don't quite understand. I get my kids in here to work the TikTok for me. One more cut from Michael Walls on the Fox You Don't Call It News.
So your a staffer did not put his contact information.
No,
but how did it end up in your phone?
That's what we're trying to. That's what we're trying to figure out.
But that's a pretty big problem.
That is what. There are numbers. We've got the best technical minds, right?
That's
and that's where. I mean, I'm sure everybody out there has had a contact where it was said one person and then a different phone number.
But you've never talked to
him
before.
Yeah, the cheaters.
So how's the number on your phone? I mean, I'm not an expert in any of this, but it's just curious. How's the number on your phone?
Well, if you have somebody else's contact and then then somehow it gets
someone
sucked
sent
in.
You that
it gets
contact.
Sucked in.
Was there someone else supposed to be on the chat that wasn't on the chat that you thought was
so
on the
So the person
chat?
That I thought was on there was never on there.
Who was it?
It was this
Who
guy.
Was that person?
Well, I'm not. Look, okay. Laura, I take responsibility. I built the group.
So it wasn't some grand conspiracy. He built the group.
I mean, come on, man. Huh, how'd he get in there? I got an idea. Take your phone. Open up your contacts. Do a search on that number. See what pops up, man. You know, we got the best educated technological minds on this. Man, all you need to do is search your phone with a search button, man. I mean, it doesn't take Elon Musk and the Doge boys, bro.
Hasn't everyone had the experience of accidentally sending, you know, battle plans to people you didn't expect? I mean, come on, everyone's had that experience, right?
I mean, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but
always I take
responsibility. Oh, who was on that? I take responsibility. I mean, just not good, right? Not good. Jeff, who was Mike Walls. All right, we have a couple more. Let's get to it. Senator from Michigan, Senator Alyssa Slotkin, on why the classified information needs to stay classified. This is interesting because, you know, these Republicans and this administration pushing back, oh, it's not classified. Trump today said what? I was asked if it was classified, said he didn't know.
I don't know. You'll have to ask the various people involved.
He pulled the Seinfeld Uncle Leo. I don't know. I'm an old man. I'm confused. Let's get Senator Alyssa Slotkin, because this is important stuff. Let's your cut one.
I just want to make sure we don't lose why this is such a big deal, right? I'm a CIA officer by training. U.S. military, it is drilled into you that you do not provide sensitive or classified information on an unclassified phone. I mean, you can't even bring your phone into your workplace, right? I mean, CIA, you don't bring it into the office. You keep it in a lead box outside if you even bring it in the building. So why? Why are we so protective? Why do we train everyone who comes in to be so careful? Because there are human beings who can lose their lives on the other side of this. And I think I don't want that to be lost in kind of the he said, she said. You know, we have a bunch of U.S. forces being moved into the area around Yemen. They're leaving their families. Many of them were just extended. They were supposed to be coming home at the end of April. They just were told that now it's going to be August. And then they see this story, right? And I've been hearing from a lot of spouses today, a lot of family members of folks who are on those missions who are just like, are you kidding me? We are told we can't even talk to our kids about where our loved ones are for operational security. And you're putting this out as the Secretary of Defense. So as far as I'm concerned, the spouses have better operational security on their Facebook groups than the Secretary of Defense has in providing that to our adversaries or anyone who has the ability to hack him.
Wow. Michigan Senator Alyssa Slotkin can lighten it up and laying it out there. Matt, your thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, and she would know because she's CIA. And yeah, I mean, it's just it. And what's also unbelievable, and it's not just Hegseth, it's Tulsi Gabbard, and the head of the CIA and the head of National Intelligence. They were all in it. And I think the chief of staff was in on this too. I mean, everyone should have wondered, why are we talking about this on this channel? It's just, it's unbelievable that this happened. And she shows, Slotkin does, the requisite disgust and rage about how this can happen.
And again, to reiterate, today, German news outlet Der Spiegel is reporting that not only were Trump's officials communicating on Signal, their cell phone numbers are found online. Hegseth, Mike Walls, and Tulsi Gabbard all had their private data, passwords, cell phone numbers leaked online and can be found online. And a point out, I'd like to throw one out here from our texters. The flights to El Salvador are classified, but the attack on the Houthis wasn't.
Right. This is the same week that the Trump administration is saying that they can't provide the information to Judge Boasberg on when those flights took off and how many people on those flights are being detained and deported under the 1798 Wartime Act.
Nope, can't do
because
that.
Of state secrets.
Yes, yes. But this, nothing top secret here. And the other thing, and as I brought up to Jess, and I want to lay this out there. If you go to the Atlantic and look at the screenshots, either Pete Hegseth is very specific in capitalizing and you know, posting the time frames of these attacks and his agenda that he laid out what was going to come on the specifically when the bombs drop and the drones and the targets and the weapons and so forth, or he cut and pasted something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the question. Did you thumb this in or did you cut and paste? And if you did cut and paste, hell, even if you thumbed in, where'd you get the initial information from? Was that a top secret source? There's so many questions to be asked and answered. Let's get some more sound and callers. Be patient. We will get to you. 855-752-4842. Senator Mark Kelly. Now, this is from yesterday, right, Jess?
Yeah.
Okay. A great point here. Let's hear what the senator from Arizona had to say.
Sure. This is from the Senate intelligence hearing that was already scheduled for yesterday that just happened to, you know, need to cover this.
The deliberation as to whether or not we should launch a strike on another country, would you consider that classified information, Ms. Gabbard?
Well, the information was not classified.
I'm not talking about this. I'm just talking about deliberation as from principles as to whether or not we should launch a strike on another country. Would you consider that classified information? I'm not talking about what happened this week.
There are other factors that would go into determining that classification.
Mr. Ratcliffe, the deliberation between principles in our national security apparatus about whether or not to strike another country, would you consider that to be classified information?
Pre-decisional strike deliberation should be conducted through classified channels.
Different answer.
I mean, what? They're the same team, right?
Ms. Gabbard, meet boss. Right.
Ms. Gabbard, would you like to amend your statement? You are under oath. 855-752-4842. Joaquin Castro, also on the House hearing today.
Yes.
Let's hear what he had to say. Cut number one, please.
Y'all, the idea that this information, if it was presented to our committee, would not be classified, y'all know is a lie. That's ridiculous. I've seen things much less sensitive be presented to us with high classification. And to say that it isn't is a lie to the country.
I mean, straight up, Senator Congressman Castro, absolutely. 855-752-4842. Let's get to some of the phone lines before you tell us all something good. Pat from Milwaukee, you are next. Welcome, Pat. What do you got for us?
Well, hello, Dom. You know, Trump views everything in terms of television and, you know, reality TV. This isn't reality TV. This is surreal. And, for example, I would get... suggest that Eddie Haskell is basically Pete Hegseth. We're witnessing the most insincere human being on the planet become the Secretary of Defense. All the idiots in Congress are basically Barney Fife. It's all just surreal television, and it's, you know, very disturbing. It may be funny at the moment, but it could get really serious, and that's my concern.
Yeah, Pat. I mean, it is serious. I mean, it's funny, not ha-ha funny. It's funny like, oh, my God, are you kidding me funny? And do you know the references, Jess? Let's leave it to Beaver.
I got part of it.
thank you, Pat. 855-752-4842. Ollie from the Northwoods, you're next. Welcome, Ollie. What do you got for us today?
Well, I don't know if it's time for the good thing, but the good thing is that Jeff Goldberg got this text that he was included. It could have been somebody who is in line with Trump and would not have the good morals to share this with the country. And I would like to just say this is what happens when a group of people are running the country who don't know what they're doing, whose only qualifications are that they have fealty to Trump. And also, I hear today that Vance is making an unexpected trip to Greenland with his wife. I wonder if that's to put some big miles between him and Trump.
Right. Thank you, Ali. I mean, I guess sending him to Russia would be too far away.
Too on the nose.
Right. Thank you for the call, Ali. Matt, your thoughts?
Well, both to Pat and Ollie, and thanks for your calls. I mean, I think they're both stressing something that needs to be stressed, that this is, it's not just amateur hour. I mean, this is amateur era with these guys. And it's, you know, shocking, I suppose. It shouldn't be shocking that a guy who is just a talking head on weekends on Fox is not equipped to be Secretary of Defense.
I did see on the MSNBC that the national, the conservative National Review is calling for Pete Hegseth to resign.
All right.
There we go. 855-752-4842. What about everyone else? I mean, everyone else is on it. No one said no.
Right.
I mean,
he did.
Hegseth provided the most specific damning information. Like if our adversaries got there, if the Houthis got that information and used their anti-aircraft capabilities, their advanced weapons system or the drones to attack, as to the Senator Slotkin said, the families of these folks, I mean, this is real deal. It is very surreal, and it's not a joke, and there should be consequence to it. And Hegseth continues to be just a POS on this topic. Mark from the SAC, you will be next. Welcome, Mark. What do you got?
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, it even Fox News is there. What analyst is? It got her suspended because she was criticizing what was going on for this kind of thing. It's just ridiculous.
Well, hang on, Mark. So a Fox News analyst was criticizing this specific story and got suspended by Fox. Don't call it news. It's like today.
Yes. Yeah, she's been suspended. I can't think of her name off. Jennifer Grissom, I think. I was just scanning through today. But I mean, it is just beyond me that any of these people have not been asked to resign or been fired, because Trump should actually, but Trump is too stupid to recognize that none of these people are qualified to be in this office because they let this kind of thing. For God's sakes, when I worked for the state, there was more security on some of the grant audits that I did, and those weren't anything classified at all.
Yeah, Mark, thanks for the call. Of course, they're supposed to use very specific methods, and they didn't do that. And they all knew they were supposed to do it, and they didn't do that. But here's the thing. They thought they'd get away with it. They set it to delete. No one was ever supposed to see this except Jeffrey Goldberg. 855-752-4842. Come back. Tell us something good.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. But you know how we roll on the last segment? You got to tell us something good. We'll take the comments. We'll take the questions. We'll have the conversation. But you got to start out by telling us something good. We're going to wrap this up on a positive note. Let's get to it. John from Columbia County, you will be next. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Hey, I just want to say that Galvin just celebrated his 25th anniversary at our company. He is a Hmong, and God bless immigrants.
All right on, man. Thank you. Appreciate that. God bless the immigrants. You know, I've been told we're a nation of immigrants, so I'll take it. John, thank you. Have a wonderful night. 855-752-4842. Len from Madison, tell us something good.
Hey, I'm really glad that Jeffrey Goldberg was able to redeem himself from his prior history of saying that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and just promoting that for so long. I'm glad he was able to make a turnaround and do something good for once.
Oh, right on,
and
man.
As far as government accountability and transparency, there's some reporting out there that says that the Signal application has been installed on both government phones and personally owned phones of government employees by the IT departments of various government agencies for some time, including preceding the current Trump administration. What do we think about transparency if it turns out that this has been a standard practice going back to, say, the Biden administration or even further back than that?
Yeah, what I think, Len, is it's a workaround, and all that information is lost, and they're doing it on purpose, and that is not how we're supposed to run this country. I don't give a damn who or which political party is in power. This is we the people, and we the people have specific laws to make sure that these things are held, Matt. I mean, this is a no-brainer. It is not political. Your thoughts, sir?
Absolutely. Let's find out how far back it goes, and we got to know. We ought to know. We got a right to know.
And we will, hopefully, find out. Tell us something good. Matt, you got anything good that you want to share with us today?
Oh, I just love this time of year when the birds are coming back. As I was driving in on Lake Monona here, I saw a loon, and then today I also saw an eastern phoebe. We've got a little sound. This is in the flycatcher family, one of the first songbirds to return. Do you want to play that, Jess? Kind of sounds like Phoebe.
Oh, a cute little birdie.
Yeah, cute little bird with that high-pitched two-syllable sound. And also, I wanted a poem from Marge Piercy, a poem called To Be of Use, which I find really inspiring if we've got time for it.
Let's do it.
The people I love the best jump into work head first without dallying in the shallows and swim off with sure strokes almost out of sight. They seem to become natives of that element, the black, sleek heads of seals bouncing like half-submerged balls. I love people who harness themselves, an ox to a heavy cart, who pull like water buffalo with massive patience, who strain in the mud and the muck to move things forward, who do what has to be done again and again. I want to be with people who submerge in a task, who go into the fields to harvest and work in a row and pass the bags along, who are not parlor generals and field deserters, but move in a common rhythm when the food must come in or the fire be put out. The work of the world is common as mud. Botched, it smears the hands, crumbles to dust. But the thing worth doing, well done, has a shape that satisfies clean and evident. Greek amphoras for wine or oil. Hopi vases that held corn are put in museums, but you know they were made to be used. The pitcher cries for water to carry and a person for work that is real.
There's Marge Piercy, To Be of Use, the thing worth doing. And the thing worth doing right now is resisting Trump authoritarianism.
Yeah, for real, man. How about you, Justin? Anything you want to throw out there?
You know, the weather was beautiful today.
That's what we need.
I'm going to keep it short and sweet. You got something for us, Dan?
Well, I do. Last night, I mentioned I was going to go out to dinner with my wife.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was fantastic. It was really good. I know, Matt, you're going to a Thai restaurant tonight. I went to a Thai restaurant last night right here in Bayview called Room Service. They're not paying me. I'm just telling you. It was really good. The space is awesome. The service is great. And the food was fantastic. The presentation. I was super, super happy. I didn't know. I mean, it's kind of a newer restaurant. I think last year it opened up. And as mentioned yesterday, we took over my brother-in-law reservation. So I had no idea what to expect. I didn't even know it was a Thai restaurant. It was so, so good. So. And then tonight, you know, you may have been hearing some Heart and some Cheap Trick today. Well,
oh, yeah.
Cheap Trick is opening up for Heart right here in Milwaukee tonight down at the Forum. And we are going to go check out some music. And I know Heart from the 80s, but I really love Heart from the 70s. Folks, thank you so much for listening. Matt Rothschild, thank you for hanging out with us. As always, Jess, P.S., thank you so much. You know, a lot of sound we didn't get to. There will be more tomorrow. Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure about it. And folks, have a wonderful evening. Stick around. We got Pete Schwaba coming up with the Nightlight. And tomorrow, we have some special guests tomorrow. We're working on it. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful evening. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.